Proclamation number 6213 of 15th of March, 1955. Fulfillment of every spiritual request sure. I will not deny myself to anyone who calls upon me for mercy, for help in spiritual adversity. For this call is the dearest thing to me which I can hear from an earthly child. That it entrusts itself to me in its spiritual weakness, it is a call which the soul sends to me in the realization of its imperfect state and in the foreboding of its actual destiny. The desire to be supported by me in its struggle to ascend will always be fulfilled, for it is on earth for the sake of its spiritual maturity, and its request is the first step towards ascent. It will now also receive unmeasured grace, help of various kinds which all favor its ascent. I will not leave my child in the depths if it desires to ascend to me. For the fact that it desires me is a manifestation of will for me. It is a willing turning away from my adversary who strives to keep the soul in the abyss and from whom it cannot release itself without my support. But this support is granted to every person in abundance, and no one will send this call to ascend in vain. After all, I have been waiting for it for a long time in order to now be able to lead the soul to perfection. Earthly requests can certainly remain unfulfilled because I know about their detrimental effect on your soul. But I will not ignore any spiritual request, and you can confidently count on its fulfillment. If you are unaware of my eternal plan, if you know nothing about your destiny, about the meaning and purpose of your earthly life, and the questions about it move you with the innermost desire to want to do what is right on earth, you will certainly come to realize that you are dependent on a higher power. And if you do not resist this higher power, if you desire to be seized by it, you will also mentally take the path to it and ask to be accepted by the being who created you. And in the realization of your weakness and unworthiness, a humble prayer rises up to me which I exceedingly gladly hear and now pour out my grace upon that child, spiritual strength to strengthen its desire and help in every spiritual adversity. Never will the truth be withheld from a person who earnestly seeks it. Never will he be left in weakness of spirit when he asks for strengthening. Never will he accept error as truth if he desires the truth from me. Everything will be given to him which is beneficial for him to mature spiritually, and I truly know many ways which lead to the aim, only he has to strive towards me. He is to want the highest and most perfect being to accept him, and he has to consciously entrust himself to this being. Then his spiritual ascent is assured, for I grant every spiritual request. I don't leave any soul in darkness which longs for light. I obviously reveal myself to it as the light of eternity itself, and I lead to ascent the soul which voluntarily hands itself over to me. For it has recognized the meaning and purpose of its earthly life and seeks to fulfill it. Amen.